For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've heard it so many times from the chairman of this committee, the chairman of my committee, and others. We've got to do this because of the 2020 election. Well, put a candidate up that's worth voting for. How about that?
My goal is to get elected and then to be the last American president elected by the Electoral College.
So greed for some of these people has literally become a religion. I need more, more, more. Like a drug addict.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Even as Michael Bloomberg said, Donald Trump would eat alive any of the current Democrats running, and that he's getting stronger by the day.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I propose subpoenas for these witnesses and documents, all directly relevant, from officials who have yet to testify under oath during any stage of the House process.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury, to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The fact that my colleague is already desperate to sign up the Senate for new fact-finding, it suggests that even Democrats who do not like this president are beginning to realize how dramatically insufficient the House's rush process has been.
The clock and the calendar are terrible masters, and they lead to awful results. And yes, there will be a day of reckoning.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What I uncovered there are two major schemes, one for $7.5 billion, the other for $5 billion, in money laundering that went on all through the Obama administration. Part of it involved Joe Biden. It's a complete defense for the president.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So this really is Festivus, the airing of grievances by the Democrats. Can I air my grievance for Festivus? You don't have a case. Shut the bleep up. Let the rest of us enjoy Christmas, okay? Merry Christmas to everybody. 844-500-4242. The president just sent over a letter. I haven't even looked at it yet. It's about, looks like it's five and a half pages long. And I haven't read the thing yet, but I just turned to page five.
I mean, you just basically said what he took the entire letter to say.
Well, he's got a good point here on page five. More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. I think that sums it up. I mean, you know, again, whatever happened to due process, whatever happened to, you know, the right to confront your accusers. I mean, this is all BS. They want to just concoct new evidence to just keep this thing going. They don't care. I mean, at first it was Schiff, then it was Nadler, then Nadler's gone, so they got Raskin, some guy from Maryland. He's another rabid Democrat, and then they got Schumer in the Senate. This is absurd what's going on here, and I don't blame McConnell. I think if we had that poll question today, you know, do you want witnesses? I mean, I think everybody would agree that this is not a trial as we understand it, from the civics books or even the TV shows. This isn't even Perry Mason. This is the Salem witch trials, you know, or the medieval, what they used to do in the medieval times is they would dunk you in the water and keep you down there for 2 or 3 minutes. And if you came up and you weren't drowned, you must be innocent. And if you were drowned, then that was God's way of telling you that you were guilty. That's all this is.
It was Tuesday, July 28th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch at a bunco detail.
The investigation continues. You know, but it should be the Bunko squad that's doing this investigation. This is a grift, a scam, a con by the Democrats. 844-500-4242. 808 says, do you think Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is still in the White House? You know, here's the thing. This is the whole thing about Ukraine. You know, he was in on the call. He was in on the call, and he speaks Ukrainian. So we can understand both sides of the conversation. And they asked him, is there anything in the is the transcript accurate? Yeah, it's accurate. So at that point, how does the investigation continue? They all agree there's nothing criminal untoward in the transcript. So if the transcript is legit, and that's what really happened, that's it, right? But again, this is not about facts. This is about this is about the airing of grievances. Donald Trump won the election. They're angry. They think they should win every election. And because they don't win the election, they want to just they want to overturn the apple cart. They want to take their ball and go home. That's all. 844-500-4242. There's a lot. So now Alcee Hastings is speaking on crime. Alcee Hastings. I'm glad the Fox just pointed out Alcee Hastings was impeached as a judge. He wasn't impeached he was impeached by the House of Representatives, and he was convicted in the Senate. He had a guy working for him who was taking bribes from a guy who they thought was a gangster, an FBI agent from Boston by the name of H. Paul Rico, who it turned out was a gangster. And he died in prison.
Where can people hear more about that, Howie?
They can hear more about that in my podcasts, Dirty Rats. They can hear all about H. Paul Rico and all the rest of the crooked FBI agents in Boston. But, I mean, how ironic is this? Alcee Hastings is speaking on this corruption. And now Alcee Hastings, having been removed, convicted by the Senate in a trial, even though he was never convicted of a crime, and then he was elected to Congress, his bagman went to prison. And then the FBI agent went to prison. That's the way it worked. This is the deep state, baby. So then, now Alcee Hastings has cancer, but he's being investigated by the House Ethics Committee because he put his girlfriend on the payroll about 20 years ago, and she's collected $3 million in taxpayer money as his top aide, making about $170,000 a year. They own a house together in Boynton Beach, Florida. I drive through it every day when I'm in the tropical climes. Not by the house, but I drive through Boynton Beach. And you ask who is his girlfriend that he's paid $3 million to? This guy who was removed from the house from the federal bench. She's a disbarred lawyer. She was disbarred for corruption herself. And now this guy, Alcee Hastings, is pontificating about the president of the United States. I'm sorry. My blood pressure is going up just even watching this. I mean, I know, you know, if the election were over, this would be amusing me. I'd be laughing. But they're still trying to throw the election. And we don't know how this is going to turn out. I mean, we have our feelings, we have our beliefs, and the polls seem to indicate that every day this goes on, there are fewer people for impeachment, and there are more people for locking up these reprobates. I know Alcee, the statute of limitations has expired on him, but I mean, I'm talking about the reprobates and the FBI and the Department of Justice and CIA. 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, I want to say one more thing before because I don't want to forget about it before the day is over. Did you see Elizabeth Warren is demanding that Michael Bloomberg release all the women that he's accused of sexually harassing from their non-disclosure agreements so that they can testify? And I read that this morning and I thought to myself, if I were Bloomberg, I would be tempted to say, you know what? I'll release those women that used to work for me from their non-disclosure agreements. When you release your employment application forms from Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania law schools, you know, why does she keep saying, well, I've been cleared. I've been cleared by the Boston Globe. You know, Mike Barnicle, Kevin Cullen, Patricia Smith, they cleared me. I've been cleared. Well, if you've been cleared, let's see the evidence. Let's see your employment applications if you didn't claim to be an Indian. 844-500-4242. This is ridiculous. I'll be reading the statement from the president. This is nothing more than an illegal partisan attempted coup that will, based upon recent sentiment, badly fail at the voting booth. You are not after just me as the president. You are after the entire Republican Party. But because of this colossal injustice, our party is more united than it has ever been before. History will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade. Your legacy will be from turning the House of Representatives from a revered legislative body. I wouldn't go that far. I mean, look at Elsie Hastings is up there talking right now. Into a star chamber of partisan persecution. Oh, I like that. I like the alliteration. Partisan persecution. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
This letter from the president is outstanding. I'm going to read you large parts of it in here in just a moment. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the Senate hear from witnesses in the impeachment trial?
No.
67% say no.
Only 67%? We just posted it a few minutes ago. That'll go up. All right. It's time now for today's cheap bastard deal.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Now, you've been hearing me talk about cryotherapy. I just started doing it a couple of months ago, and I really like it a lot. And I got the varicose veins. I know too much information, but I do have them on my left leg. And I go in there, and I'm in for 3 minutes, and it's like I've been iced for 2 hours. It's just unbelievable. And it's good for other things, too. And so there's a place in Peabody, Whole Body Chirotherapy, Rejuvenice. And they've gotten people calling in or coming in just saying they heard me talking about it and they want to give it a try or they want to know more about it. And so they called up and they're offering a great deal today. They're offering a $50 gift certificate for $25. So that basically gives you two sessions. You and your spouse or your loved one, you can have two. I love the stuff. I do it almost every day if I can. Right now I don't, I'm back. It's the weather's crappy. I'm not doing it this week. And you know what? My leg's worse for not doing it. But anyway, Amanda is here with us to talk about this. Amanda, you work at Rejuvenice.
I do.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
And what do you recommend here for people? I mean, why should they, test out cryotherapy?
Cryotherapy has a ton of amazing benefits. The majority of people that come in to see us are typically, they're typically referred by friends just like you,
right,
who are suggesting that it's amazing. They've tried it out. The majority of people come to see us, they're either coming because they're athletes for recovery. It's amazing for post-athletic recovery, workout recovery. Amazing, like you said, for varicose veins, for circulation in your body. A lot of people for chronic pain. That 3-minute session helps boost anti-inflammation proteins in your body, and it gives you this amazing feeling after your session, as I'm sure you've experienced, yeah, that people just keep coming back for. So they absolutely love it.
I really enjoy it. If you want to get this gift certificate, it's go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. And again, it's $50 gift certificate for $25. You give it a shot. It's pretty cheap, and I think you'll like it, and it's something to talk about. Grace can tell you about it. I got Grace turned on.
Yeah,
and
I don't have varicose veins, but I do have bad circulation.
You will.
No, I will not. I do have bad circulation, and I don't know. It just gives you such a boost. You feel so energized after, and you feel like all the blood in your body is just flowing a lot easier.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I really liked it.
Why don't you explain it briefly, what happens in three minutes, in case I haven't
absolutely
explained it.
No, you did a great job. So in a three-minute session, it's pretty simple. When you come in for a session, the session itself doesn't take very long. You go in the chamber pretty much down to the bare minimum, just an undergarment. So a lot of people get a little like, whoa, I'm going in there almost naked.
Yeah. And it's important to put on shoes,
yes,
as Antonio Brown could tell
absolutely
you.
We get a lot of questions around that. So you get in the chamber, it's 3 minutes. The session starts out just a little bit below zero, but it is sub-zero temperatures. Over the course of the 3 minutes, the session will get down to a maximum temperature. Our chamber at our place gets down to close to negative 200 degrees Fahrenheit. So over that course, your body is getting very, very cold. Your blood is going into the core of your body. But then when you step out after that 3 minutes, your body
you feel
gets,
great.
You feel amazing. You get an endorphin rush. Your body gets flooded with
it's the way I'm going to feel when I get to Florida on Saturday after being in this ice box
absolutely
for a week.
It's that warming sensation after, and everybody loves that feeling afterwards. That's why they keep coming back. Yeah.
And it's really good. And like I said, it's, it's worth just try it out and see if it works. And you just keep, some places have you moving around just to sort of keep moving. But other places, they say, you can just stay. If you want to be a tough guy, you can just stand in one place and just let it happen.
Yes.
But and you get really cold, but it's not something you can't handle because it's only 3 minutes long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just really good. And I know we make jokes about it. You're not going to run into Ted Williams' head there. That's how we, most of us heard about cryotherapy to begin with, but it really does. It makes me feel better. And I just went in just cause I just wanted to try it. People told me about it. Word of mouth, same as you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I figured I'd give it a shot, and I like it a lot.
I saw the picture. You look good. You look good. Looks like you were having a good time.
No, I do. I do. I enjoy it. And I'm not saying it cures cancer or anything, but it's good. It's good for me. And it's good for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And you have a lot of people coming back all the time,
we
right?
We do all the time.
All ages. All sexes.
Absolutely.
All everything. You know, everybody. It's good for everybody. And so what is the youngest person you have there that's ever come in?
I would say the youngest that I've done a lot of high school athletes. We get a lot because they hear about it through like the NFL and the athletes doing it for post-workout, post-game recovery.
Right.
We get a lot of football players. I think the youngest I've had was, we did have a 12-year-old. Of course, their mom brought them in and they did a great job. They just need to be tall enough to be in the chamber.
So this is whole body cryotherapy, rejuvenize cryotherapy. It's in Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a $50 gift certificate for $25. And that basically gives you two sessions.
Yes.
Two sessions for the price of one. For the price of one. And just give it a shot. Give it a shot. HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. This is the cheap bastard deal of the day. We've only got a limited number, so get on board now. HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store and try it out. Cryotherapy. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
These polls, since impeachment started 2.5 months ago, have been going toward the direction of the president, particularly among independents. Just yesterday, Quinnipiac released a poll. Independents say by a margin of 58-36, the president should not be convicted and removed from office. You see these swing state polls. I told the president just yesterday or last week, improbably, they've made you a victim of all things. And people are, look at what's the protesters in these supposedly blue districts. So the voters are paying attention, and the Democrats thinking they can pull yet another one over the voters. They're getting it handed to them because people are smart and they're paying attention. Well, they say, you're supposed to work for me, and this is not working for me.
Boy, this letter is just is really good. I don't know who wrote it. It's probably Sokolow wrote it. Jay Sokolow wrote it. It's just superb. I wish I'd written a column this good. Actually, you know, I wrote a column about this for tomorrow. But it's of course he has more room than I do because I only got a certain number of words. You know, this is great. Let me just, before we go to the calls, I just want to read some of this letter. This was sent to Nancy Pelosi. This was just sent out a few minutes ago, right? Just a few minutes ago. We're going to have Hogan Gidley on in a couple of hours to talk about this. And we're going to have Louie Gohmert on at 4:30 as well, the congressman from Texas. Dear Madam Speaker, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, no offenses whatsoever. You are declaring open war on American democracy. You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy what our founding fathers pledged their very lives to build. So true. I mean, they got this thing going in the New York Times, 1619. They're basically saying that, the importation of 20 slaves into Jamestown was the beginning of American history. It's ridiculous. So they hate America. But now they're wrapping themselves in the cloak of the founding father. We hate the founding fathers, but we have to do this for them. Then he goes on. That was me saying that. Even worse than offending the founding fathers, you are offending Americans of faith by continually saying, I pray for the president, when you know this statement is not true unless you mean it in a negative sense. That is so true. That is so, I mean, even though we don't talk about it, it's offensive. Even if you're not a person of faith, when you hear her say, I'm very prayerful, you know, she's lying to you. It's like when somebody's lying to you about something that doesn't matter. It's still offensive, isn't it? Because they're showing their contempt for you by lying to your face. Yes, Grace.
I'm actually working on a little loop stuff back here for, you know, people listening on the stream. And I was like, what can I make a montage of that people say a lot? And I thought, prayerful. I thought maybe I'll get 3 or 4 cuts. There's like 15 of her talking about how prayerful she is.
Don't forget solemn, too. And somber. Somber.
I pray for the president. I really do.
They're so somber. And then they start laughing and cheering. Like 10 seconds later, they're so somber. You know full well, back to Trump. You know full well that Vice President Biden used his office and $1 billion of U.S. aid money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company, paying his crackhead son millions of dollars. Okay, I threw in crackhead.
How dare you?
It seemed appropriate for the occasion. You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. I like the fact that he doesn't say the vice president or, you know, the senator or, you know, Mr. Chairman or something, just Biden. You know, they call him Trump, call Biden Biden, okay? You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. Biden openly stated, I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch, he got fired, unquote. Even Joe Biden admitted just days ago in an interview with National Panhandling Radio that it looked bad. Okay, I made that up too. He said NPR. Now you are trying to impeach me for falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has admitted he actually did. The second claim, so-called obstruction of Congress, is preposterous and dangerous. Under that standard, every American president would have been impeached many times over. Everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. You have developed a full-fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome, and you will never get over it. You were unwilling and unable to accept the verdict issued at the ballot box during the election of 2016. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week at a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years. Long before you ever heard about a phone call with Ukraine. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story headlined, "The Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun." Less than 3 months after my inauguration, Representative Maxine Waters stated, "I'm going to fight every day until I'm impeached." Then it goes on and on and on with all the citations of, you know, all these people like Al Green and Rashida Tlaib, all these pampered pukes. Congressman Adam Schiff, speaking of pampered pukes, cheated and lied all the way up to the present day, even going so far as to fraudulently make up out of thin air my conversation with President Zelensky and read this fantasy language to Congress as though it were said by me. His shameless lies and deceptions dating all the way back to the Russia hoax is one of the main reasons we are here today. And it goes on. I haven't even read all of it, but that's pretty good, wouldn't you say? 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Howie, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
Yes.
And I'm retired with 25 years active duty, an 05 as well. He should be court-martialed because he went outside the chain of command to report
right
on President Trump's telephone.
You know, Joe,
he should be court-martialed.
Joe, he's like a mid-level staffer. Who elected him to make policy decisions? To me, the important thing about Vindman is he confirmed that the transcript was accurate.
Yeah, I understand. But the mere fact that he went outside the chain of command, he's got a boss. I don't care if he works in the White House or not.
Right.
He still has a commander, and he didn't go through the commander. And for whatever reason, that commander is not court-martialing him. I don't know why yeah. that is.
You see him, all those pictures of him at the White House. He's in a business suit, and then he testifies and runs up to the Capitol Hill, and he's wearing the uniform. What'd you think when you saw him wearing the uniform to try to rat out the president?
I thought it was a disgrace, and he insulted every active duty member of the United States Army.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks for your service. Merry Christmas to you. 978 says, "Will I experience shrinkage in the cryo chamber?" I think not. The only thing that shrinks for me is my varicose veins. I'm responding. If people have questions, Amanda, right? I'm responding to questions to the best of my ability as a customer. 844-500-4242. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Well, good afternoon, Howie Carr. Thank you for taking my call.
What do you think of that letter, Maria?
Oh, that was fabulous.
Yeah.
There's more.
Yeah.
There's more?
There's
but
more.
This assault on democracy stood out, and I'm calling about the assault on our democracy. We in Maine have one representative in Congress, and we should call him. We should call his office and ask him to please vote against impeaching Trump.
I think he's going to vote for it, Maria. I think they're all, most of these people are drinking the Kool-Aid, even if it's going to cost them their, you know, the thing is, most of them are afraid of being defeated. But how do you scare Jared Golden? He lost the election and he's still in Congress. This is the way the Democrats have set up the system. They want to set this system up around the country so that they can never lose any elections. ranked choice voting. It's pretty rank, I'll tell you. But yeah, if you want to call Jared, give him a call. And, you know, Jared Golden is the congressman from the 2nd District. He lost the election, but with ranked choice voting, he quote-unquote defeated. He ousted, I should say. He ousted Bruce Poliquin, who was a good, solid pro-Trump congressman, and he wouldn't be going along with this nonsense. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Someone says Hastings was saying he thinks there was another transcript on the... Well, take it up with Venman then, Alcy. Or should I call him Judge? Oh, that's right. You're not a judge anymore. You were thrown off the bench in a full vote of the U.S. Senate for taking bribes, or allegedly taking bribes. 844-500-4242. Someone says there's another line in this in the letter that I haven't gotten to yet. Your speakership and your party are held hostage by your most deranged and radical representatives of the far left. As far as I can tell, that's the vast majority of them now, you know? I mean, again, they just keep going down the ranks, and you just run into these people that, you know, they're either criminals like Alcy Hastings, or they're rabid anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, or they're just deranged leftists like Raskin and Nadler and Schiff, or AOC. Did you see AOC's latest thing? She's confused by all the options she's got on her health care plan. She didn't have this problem when she was slinging Singapore slings in Lower Manhattan at the Mexican bar, did she? She wasn't complaining about having too many health insurance options. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you? I wanted to comment on Alcy Hastings. What a hypocrite he is. He then talked about why didn't Mr. Trump go to the State Department to do the investigation of Ukraine. Well, the reason is that the State Department was part of the corruption. He couldn't trust the State Department, which was for years sending billions to Ukraine with George Soros's help. There's a reason behind all this, and I'm afraid it's too tall in the weeds to explain quickly, but that's the reason.
What is this whole thing about, you know, well, he went against interagency policy. What is he's the president of the United States. Well, you know, he's the guy who makes the ultimate decisions, not some Canadian-born ambassador or some Soviet-born lieutenant colonel. This is ridiculous what's going on here. And the other thing, too, is, and I keep coming back to this, for 8 years, Obama refused to give the Ukrainians, quote unquote, lethal aid. All right. When Trump got into office, he had his doubts about giving, quote unquote, lethal aid to the Ukrainians. But he decided, you know what, we have to give them something or the Russians will totally overrun them. So he just holds it up. He didn't hold it up. He just said maybe we should hold it up. But he was doing what Obama did. And Venban and the ambassador and all the rest of the and Bowtie and the guy who talks like Walter Cronkite, they all loved Obama. They worshipped Obama. And that was his policy. So even if he hadn't given any lethal aid to the Ukrainians, wouldn't he have just been continuing the policy that they loved? 844-500-4242. 207 says, don't forget Da Nang Dick. Oh, yeah, he's another real beauty. Fortunately, you don't see too much of him now. That would be Blumenthal, the stolen valor senator from Connecticut with the dyed hair. He's 75 years old and doesn't have a single gray hair on his head. He's the one who claimed he was spit on when he came back from Vietnam. Only one problem, he was never in Vietnam. Other than that, it was a very believable story he told about being disrespected when he came back to the world. Oh, that's right. Oh, no, I didn't go to Vietnam, but I did see the deer hunter in Platoon. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Richfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
After 3 years of unfair and unwarranted investigations, $45 million spent, 18 angry Democrat prosecutors, the entire force of the FBI headed by leadership now proven to be totally incompetent and corrupt. You have found nothing. I'm reading from the letter. You completely failed with the Mueller report because there was nothing to find, so you decided to take the next hoax that came along, the phone call with Ukraine, even though it was a perfect call. And by the way, when I speak to foreign countries, there are many people with permission listening on the call on both sides of the aisle. If you truly cared about freedom and liberty for our nation, then you would be devoting your vast investigative resources to exposing the full truth concerning the FBI's horrifying abuses of power before, during, and after the 2016 election, including the use of spies against my campaign, the submission of false evidence, to a FISA court, and the concealment of exculpatory evidence in order to frame the innocent. The FBI has great and honorable people, but the leadership was corrupt and inept. You forced our nation through turmoil and torment through a totally fabricated story illegally purchased by a foreign spy by Hillary Clinton and the DNC in order to assault our democracy. Yet when the monstrous lie was debunked and this Democrat conspiracy dissolved into dust, you did not apologize. You did not recant. You showed no remorse, no capacity for self-reflection. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Howie, I just wanted to voice my opinion. I'm not big on a lot of the detailed things. I won't bore you with. But when you come right down to the bottom line, this guy, Trump, has put the whole American democracy in the State of the Union is so turned upside down because of this guy.
What has he done? I know you say you're not good on details, but I have to ask you for like a couple of details. You know, that they have in an indictment, you have counts. Give me some accounts. Count one.
Count of what he's done?
Count. C-O-U-N-T. Count one. What did he do?
He didn't go forward and try to entice the Ukraine to commit a complete fabrication of crap that he did, and then try to get a country that's trying to come to into a democracy to try to get these people to rat on Biden, who's done nothing wrong.
Wait a second, Biden said he was going to cut off $1 billion in U.S. aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was going after his crackhead son. You don't see anything wrong with that? We're out of time, Brian. Come back with some more details. I'm Howie Carr.